The public toilet at Blackbird Bakery in Pemberton will finally reopen this summer, according to a report from Village of Pemberton, VOP, Chief Administrative Officer Elizabeth Tracy at a council meeting on Tuesday, June 18. Vandalism and inappropriate behavior forced council to close the facility at the start of this year. The VOP's communications and engagement advisor, Michelle Fernandez, previously said local businesses were being affected by the disruptions. Tracy announced the washroom would be back up and running soon. The team is currently in the process of getting the bathroom ready to operate. It will be open for this summer again, she said. In the past, we have had vandalism and other issues with the washroom. It does pose some concerns for us as staff. Tracy said council would consider installing porta potties in the area if significant issues arise again. She said the portable toilets would alleviate pressures on businesses and ensure there remains a toilet in the area. Council recently received a $25,000 Spark BC accessibility grant to improve the public washroom. The goal would be to update the washroom to a single-use facility that may be less hospitable to gathering or misuse, said Tracy. This would also then include accessibility upgrades, which are much needed for this facility. But the project looks like it would more than likely cost a lot more than council has been granted, Tracy added. With the prospect of the grant, we were able to do some requests for proposals. The original estimate that we received was for $63,000, said Tracy. We have again gone out to tender to see if we can get something that is a little bit tighter and closer to the $25,000. The $63,000 might be closer to what the market is. She asked for feedback from staff on whether council should wait until 2025 to complete the project or find the funds in this year's budget. Mayor Mike Richman asked if the funds could be used that quickly. We have already received the funding and it's good until 2026, said Tracy. If it was something that council wanted us to reprioritize, we could look at that. Councillor Ted Craddock worried the washroom would be closed during busy long weekends during the summer. He estimated a minimum 6-week construction time frame could coincide with Pemberton's busiest time for tourists. I am wondering if it makes any sense. It would be closed for at least half of the busy time, he said. Is there any need to rush something that we can budget for next year along with this $25,000? Tracy said Craddock made a really good point. She expressed her doubts construction would be completed that quickly. Richman considered planning to budget for the project for fall of this year or early spring. He stressed the need to get it done before next year's busy season. Cown. Katrina Nightingale said she would like to see the project completed sooner rather than later. I think that moving forward in the fall is best, she said. It's an urgent matter in the community. I think that it needs to be dealt with as quickly as we can. The washroom's closure in January led to discussion about public intoxication in Pemberton's downtown core. Consistent public intoxication can be a complex issue requiring a collaborative approach, said Staff Sergeant Sasha Banks of the Sea to Sky RCMP, in an email at the time, adding council members can reach out to the RCMP directly if they have concerns. In regards to the intoxicated in public concerns, Pemberton RCMP members consistently patrol the downtown area of Pemberton, including the Blackbird Bakery, Banks said. Yes, tickets have been handed out in the past, and Pemberton RCMP does receive calls regarding this matter in the area mentioned. Tracy said staff would get a clearer idea of the cost of the project and bring plans back to council to discuss further.